Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Zurian Show. And as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's a new year. So is it going to be a new you? Today, ladies and gentlemen, we have the honor, the pleasure, and of course, just the great fortune to have the great Miss Battino on today, Cindy Battino. Cindy is a life coach, an energy worker. She's just everything. And I know she's also the wife of a very happy man, and that is truly a gift in itself. But anyway, Cindy is going to talk to us about recharging our lives, our relationships, our marriages, our transformation, our healing, and making 2014 the best year ever. And with that said, Cindy, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Zurian, and gosh, January 2nd, I think all the people that are listening, you know, have made their New Year's resolutions, and I know you're kind of like me, and you don't necessarily make New Year's resolutions, but do you know what the most popular New Year's resolutions are, Zurian? What do you think?
Yeah, lose weight.
Yeah, get healthy. A lot of people, 90% of people who make New Year's resolutions, it has something to do with their health. And the other New Year's resolutions that people make are to get more organized, to be more productive, and to find more joy and love in their life. So what I wanted to talk about today was the way that Transformational Healing, my company, and the workshops that my company is going to present in 2014 can actually help people make their New Year's resolutions come true. I don't know the exact statistic, but just from being in the fitness world for 30 years, I can tell you that more people give up on their New Year's resolutions than actually achieve them. And it's really, really sad because it makes them feel like failures. It makes them feel like they have no self-discipline or what else. But I've given many talks on how to make, you know, the SMART goals and to make your New Year's resolutions so that they'll come true. But this is the biggest deal. When you have a New Year's resolution and you really want it to come true and you really want to manifest it and actualize it, you need to get help. Because there's a reason why you haven't been able to make that New Year's resolution work for you in the past. So, you know what they say about the definition of insanity?
Yep. Continuing to do the same thing, expecting a different result.
That's right. So we're going to do things differently with Transformational Healing, and we're going to do our best to really help people take their New Year's resolutions around getting healthy, getting more organized, getting more productive, finding more joy and love in their life, and bring this information to people so that they can actualize their New Year's resolutions and actually make their lives better in 2014. And I'm so, so, so excited about the workshops. And the first one starts January 12th, and it is going to be in beautiful Bluemont, Virginia, in a log cabin in the woods where we can really get serene, peaceful, do some really cool self-discovery. And it's all about increasing love in your life, increasing your production, increasing your organizational skills, and finding more joy and love. And that workshop series is called The Secret Stuff. And I'm facilitating this workshop with this incredible woman. Her name is Lisa Rigoni, and she is a professional declutterer and organizer. She helps people organize their homes, their houses, their cars, their garages, and basically their exterior lives. And so she and I have come together, and we've come up with the CRAP method, C-R-A-P method. We've talked about this in earlier shows. And we are going to help people decrap their lives inside and out in 2014. Now, I don't think there's a person out there that doesn't need to have their lives decrapped in some way, shape, or form. So by decrapping your life, releasing things that no longer work for you, looking at things that have stayed with you that don't need to stay with you anymore, you're really going to see that domino effect in your whole life by increasing love, increasing your productivity, increasing your organizational skills, becoming more focused, having better boundaries. And Lisa and I, we call each other our Italian sisters, because there are two Italians, Bettino and Rigoni. I don't think it gets more Italian than that. And the secret stuff, why we call it the secret stuff, is we hold things in our lives that we're either ashamed of, we feel guilty about. There's stuff in our lives that either we don't want to look at, so maybe something, you know, horrible or traumatic happened to us when we were younger, and we don't want to think about it, talk about it, deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also stuff that we don't want other people to see, right? So that's all part of the secret stuff. So whether if it's stuff you don't want people to see, it might be an unhappy marriage. You don't want people to know that you're in a marriage that you haven't slept with your spouse in, you know, a year or 5 years or 10 years. Or it might be that your kids are out of control. Or it might be that you're a borderline hoarder, right? So there are all these secrets, right, that either we keep from ourselves or we're trying to keep from other people. And there are also stories that we've been told over and over in our lifetime that we continue to hold on to that are really no longer appropriate in our lives. And so this work is transforming. It sounds a little esoteric, so I'm gonna tell a story, and
okay,
to see if I can help people actually see how transforming this work is. So, one of the many stories that I grew up with, was Cindy, you're too loud. Cindy, you're too big. Cindy, you're too much. Cindy, you talk too much. Cindy, be a good girl. Sit down. Be quiet. Be still. My mantra, my whole life. Even up until a year ago, I had somebody tell me this. Cindy, you're too big, you're too much, you're too loud, you talk too much. Cindy, be a good girl, sit down and be quiet. And when I was about, I guess it was my late 30s, I was in this little workshop. I had taken this little workshop, and there were only about 10 of us in the workshop. And the person who was facilitating the workshop noticed that I really wasn't contributing, because I was being good. I was being a good girl, Zarian. And not many people will believe that I was actually trying to be a good girl, but I was actually trying to be a good girl. I was sitting there, I was being quiet.
We'll leave that one alone.
Thank you. And so the facilitator looked at me and said, Cindy, you're not contributing. You know, I'd really like to hear what you think about what we're talking about. Your words are a gift. I looked at this person like they had three heads. I'm sure my eyes got really big. I know my mouth dropped open. And tears started coming out of my eyes. And I started to cry. And the facilitator, he looked at me and he said, Cindy, why are you crying? And I said, I've never been told that my words are a gift. And it was from that moment forward when I started to look at the story that had followed me for 35 years. Zurian, I was thrown out of a library when I was 5 years old.
Wow.
I mean, this story followed me my whole life. And when I started looking at this place where I held so much shame, and that if I had held on to the story and was a good girl and sat and was quiet, I wouldn't be able to be on your Blog Talk Radio show. I wouldn't be able to stand in front of hundreds of people and keep their attention and tell stories or teach lessons and hold people's attention for 30 minutes or an hour or 2 hours. I wouldn't be able to teach workshops. And to do that, you have to be bigger and larger than life. You have to have passion. You have to be animated. You have to believe in what you say. You have to be good with your words. You have to be verbally adept. You know, and I began to see that my truth was not the story that had followed me. That my destiny and my truth is the fact that I am big, and I am loud, and I am animated, and I am passionate. And I do have a ton of joie de vivre, a joy of life. And that's okay. So when I began to come to this place of acceptance that said, okay, Cindy, even at your most quiet, you'll still be loud. Right? Even at your most quiet, you're still going to have a lot to say. That's okay. Your words are good. I'm good with words. I went from journaling to blogging, from blogging to writing in local newspapers, from writing in local newspapers to writing now for regional publications. If I didn't accept and embrace my ability to use my words, I'd never be doing that. If I didn't embrace my passion, if I didn't embrace my bigness, my larger-than-lifeness, I wouldn't be able to speak with you on Blog Talk Radio or speak to tens and hundreds of people at a time. So that is the transforming work of looking at your secret stuff, the stuff that you think still holds shame and guilt, the stories that have followed you. And when we look at those with different eyes, we can see that maybe those things need to be left behind and they're holding you back. And maybe those beautiful essence pieces were given to you for a reason. And that reason is for you to achieve your destiny. So who doesn't want to become more organized and more productive and more abundant? Who doesn't want to leave the old and the shame and the guilt behind to open up more space for joy and love? Who doesn't want to find more self-acceptance and self-love about who they are as a person and the brilliance and magnificence of themselves as a being? And that is what the secret stuff is all about.
Very cool.
Yeah. So for people who have those New Year's resolutions about self-actualization, about more abundance, about being more organized, about being more focused, please come. Come to Bluemont, Virginia. Come join us on your journey to look at these things that either you don't want to see or you don't want other people to see and look at them with new and different eyes. So we have some people out there who really want more love and joy in their life, right? And that might be part of their New Year's resolutions, and they're married. And I don't know one couple out there who can't tweak certain places in their relationship. Zurian, do you know one couple that has ever said, my husband and I communicate brilliantly. We are the best communicators ever.
No.
No, I haven't either. Have you ever had a couple say to you, or even someone, it doesn't have to be a couple, but either the husband or the wife, say to you, we deal with money so incredibly well. We are just seamless when it comes to money. We both, you know, want to spend the same amount. We both want to save the same amount. You know, we never argue about money.
Well, I was going to say yeah, but you just actually threw specifics, so no.
Yeah. And how many people do you know of handle conflict brilliantly in relationship?
Very few. Usually it's a hot and cold button or it's two hot buttons.
That's right. So these are all the things that we're going to deal with and talk about in a weekend couples retreat called Recharge Your Marriage Weekend. It's going to be a couples retreat, 48 hours with just you and your partner, and you don't have to be married, you and your partner with no cell phones, no children, no work, no family, no distractions, where you guys can tweak your issues around money, around communication, around trust, around conflict. We're going to have some great practical skills that you will be taught to improve those areas of your marriage. And I don't know a woman or man out there that doesn't want to be heard by their spouse. I mean, that is one of the biggest things. They don't hear me. They don't listen to me. I mean, I hear that all the time. Yeah. So if you want to be heard more in your marriage, and you deserve to be heard, everyone deserves to be heard in their relationship, this is what we're going to work on. We're going to teach practical skills, and we're going to have practical conversations. What man out there doesn't want to have more sex? Right? Right? Now,
yes.
It's not always this way. It's not always, sometimes it's the women who want to have more sex than the men, but that's kind of rare.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. So typically it's the women who say, I'm not heard by my husband, and it's the men that say, I want to have more sex. And we're going to be addressing both of those issues. And it's not just me. For the Recharge Your Marriage weekend, for this couples retreat, it's going to be me, but my husband is also going to be there. He's going to be speaking for all the men. I'm really excited. And then I'm going to have an LCSW, a licensed social worker, who's going to be there and is going to help out any couples who hit any emotional walls. And then I'm going to have this fabulous, oh my God, this incredible financial advisor. And all she does is work with couples around their behaviors around money. And she's going to help couples start creating a budget that they can both agree on.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? I know. I'm so excited. It's going to be so much fun. It's February 1st and 2nd. It's a Saturday and Sunday. And in the registration fee, there is, it includes a one-night stay at the Mason Inn. It's on the George Mason campus in Fairfax, Virginia. So if you're local, it's right here. If you're not local, you can fly into Dulles. You can fly into Ronald Reagan Airport and take a cab in. It's really easy to get to. It will change your marriage immediately, because these are practical skills, because these are practical conversations that will be had, because it's not just me and we're going to have other professionals there to help these couples, you will see, or the people who come will see immediate positive results in their marriage. I guarantee it. Guarantee it. So
you guys heard that. She's giving a guarantee. That's pretty huge.
I'm giving a guarantee. You'll have positive, if you just sit there and nod your head and don't do the skills, you're not going to have a positive. But I guarantee it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's focused time to help you fall back in love with your partner, because life gets in the way. Absolutely, life gets in the way. So
true.
The very last thing, a very last workshop that Transformational Healing has for all of our listeners out there. And if people want to have a New Year's resolution around more joy and more love and more health in their lives in 2014, and they're single, the last workshop we have is actually a video workshop, and it's called Prepare for Your Perfect Mate. Preparing for Your Perfect Mate, it starts with you. And this is for people whose New Year's resolution is specifically finding their perfect mate in 2014. So if you want to find your perfect mate in 2014, in the next couple of weeks, you can go to my website and you can download or order a DVD. There's an optional workbook. And this video workshop will take you through 10 specific exercises to help you call to you your perfect mate. You know how it does it?
Okay, how?
It makes you look at you.
Oh.
So there's a really good reason why you've chosen the previous mates that you have. So rather than discounting them and throwing them in the trash, let's actually, like, look at them. And let's look at who you were when you were in relationship with them. What were your good habits? What were your bad habits? How did you react well? How did you react poorly? Let's look at your beliefs around marriage, and let's look at your beliefs around relationship and your beliefs around men and women. Let's see where you want to be. Who do you want to be in relationship? If you want a partner that's loving, you have to love yourself, and you have to be open to loving other people with a full heart. Not give your heart away, but open to loving with a full heart. And the key there is that you have to love yourself. That's the hard part. Right? If you want someone that's nurturing, then you have to be nurturing. And you have to be nurturing to yourself. It means you have to be kind. You have to be kind to yourself. If you don't want someone that's mean to you, then you can't be mean. And what this does is when people actually go to these places, they say, you know what? I am not going to accept anything less than blank because that's what I deserve. And that's what I am willing to give everybody else. So if I don't want you yelling at me, Zurian, I can't be yelling at you. I had somebody come into my office the other day, and they told me that their spouse had been very abusive to them physically.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, well, how did it start? Well, she slapped him. And I just looked at her, and I went, what he did to you is wrong, was very wrong. But what you did was wrong, too. If you don't want someone to hit you, you cannot hit another person. We call to us what we put out there.
Very true.
If she believed that she was worthy of something more, she would never accept the first minute he was verbally or emotionally abusive, she would have walked out the door. Because when you love yourself, yeah, when you love yourself, when you nurture yourself, when you believe in yourself, then you won't accept anything less. And that's what preparing for your perfect mate, it all starts with you, is all about. So if you want more health, more love, more joy, more abundance, preparing for your perfect mate and calling to you your perfect mate in 2014. So how does all that sound, Zurian? It sounds like a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds pretty deep. Also, it actually sounds pretty good because I know a lot of us could use help in all of those areas, the area of communicating, the area of listening, the area of facing our truths, as you would say.
Yeah, yeah. And being honest and being kind and being compassionate. You know, a lot of times, like especially with like the secret stuff, and how would we, like if we told our deepest, darkest secrets and these things that we think are so horrible, you know, what we say to ourselves versus if a friend came and told us these things, how would we treat them? How would we react to them?
Right. One of the listeners from Business Negotiators One, they also have a show on Blog Talk, they said, will you be talking about the issue of raising children?
Oh, yes, we will be. We'll be talking about children. We'll be talking about the three major are you talking about in the secret stuff or are you talking the Recharge Your Marriage?
Probably the Recharge Your Marriage because he's been listening since the beginning. And also Evelyn said, wow, she really likes what you're talking about, which is another
that's
person.
Awesome. Oh, that's good. Well, we will be talking about children. We're going to be talking, we're going to be giving practical ways to stay married, happily married, while you have children. How do you make time for you and your partner? And a lot of times we don't really think of ways that we can do it because life gets in the way and there's too much chaos. So I will actually be giving and the LCSW will be joining in, other people will be joining in to give practical solutions and ways that you can keep that husband-wife thing going on even while you are father-mother. It's a trick. It really is a trick, and it's something that you have to pay attention to, but we will definitely be talking about children. The big three reasons why people divorce are sex, money, children, and those will be a lot of what we talk about. But we're also going to be talking about conflict, and we're going to also be talking about communication and needs and wants and how to handle disappointment and all kinds of stuff. So it's a couple's retreat. So if I can, Zurian, because I only have a few more minutes, I want to thank the listeners so much for listening. And I really want the listeners to understand how much Transformational Healing, my company, is passionate about helping people reinvent themselves in 2014 and actualizing their New Year's resolutions. And I would like to offer the people listening today some great deals on these workshops because I really want them there. I really, really want them there. Are you ready to hear what I have to offer?
We're ready.
Okay. So if you are in a marriage and you want to tweak anything around conflict, communication, money, children, you name it, sex, then email me at cindy@transform-heal.com and tell me that you want to sign up and register for the Recharge Your Marriage Weekend, a couples retreat, and I will take $100 off the couple rate. $100 off the couple rate for the first 10 people that email me, the first 10. So I really want couples there. I really want to help people be happier and more joyful in their marriages in 2014. The other thing that I want to do is I want to offer $100 off the first 10 people who want to come to the Secret Stuff Workshop Series. Now, the Secret Stuff Workshop Series, again, it is the one workshop that everyone should sign up for because it has everything to do with all of your New Year's resolutions about getting healthy, more organized, more productive, more joy, more love. It's transformational. And I will take $100 off if you email me, the first 10 people, if you email me at cindy@transform-heal.com, say that you heard me on the Zurian Blog Talk Radio Show, and email me and tell me you want to register. It's January 12th, February 9th, and March 9th, three Sundays, three different Sundays, three different months, so that you really have time to go deep and do some self-discovery and get all your homework done, because we will be giving homework before the next session. And last, we have the Prepare for Your Perfect Mate video workshop. I am taking pre-orders right now. I am taking pre-orders right now for Preparing for Your Perfect Mate. It's $29.95 for the video. It's $10 for the workbook. Email me at cindy@transform-heal.com to pre-order and have and find and call to you your perfect mate in 2014. Let's make 2014 a new year, a new you, the best you, with more joy, more happiness, more love, more abundance, everything. Call it all those positive things to you this year. So first 10 people for the Recharge Your Marriage Weekend, a couples retreat, first 10 people for the Secret Stuff Workshop Series, and I'm taking pre-orders now for Prepare for Your Perfect Mate. I'm excited about 2014, aren't you, Zurian?
Yes, I am. I'm looking forward to all of it, and it sounds like you've got a great deal. And for all of you people that don't think you're having problems or are having problems, let me explain something to you. It'll cost you a whole lot more money in having to pay for a whole lot more stuff, including legal fees, if you don't take advantage of something that may be able to help you and put you on the right track, and also what your happiness worth, right?
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it's really interesting. I'm in networking functions, and I'm talking to people, and I'm going up to people, are you married? Yes, I'm married. Oh, well, I have this great couples retreat. And they look at me, and they say, oh, no, my marriage is fine, thank you. And they turn around and they walk away. And I would say 90% of people say that to me, and I know they're lying. I know the statistics. And I just want to be courageous. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I know that your marriage needs tweaking. Everybody, I'm not going to judge you. Everyone's marriage needs tweaking. Everyone's does. You might be happy now, but why not be joyous and blissful? You might have some areas of your marriage be good, but some really suck. Well, it doesn't have to be that way.
Right. And like you said, even if they're not married, if they're in a relationship, what do you want out of that relationship? And are you looking for joy, or are you just looking to get by?
Yeah. And count the minutes.
That discontentment turns into misery. So whether it's been 2 days or 40 years, it's probably the best thing that they can do for their future.
Absolutely, and we're going to be teaching practical skills, and we're going to have practical conversations where you will see an immediate shift. You're going to learn things about yourself. In all of these workshops, you will learn things about yourself you never knew. And in the Recharge Your Marriage, you're going to learn things about your spouse. That even if you've been married for 40 years, I guarantee you will be there, and you will learn something about your spouse you never knew. I guarantee
it. Yeah, and also that self-development for the individual, because a lot of us, as I teach in some of my classes, 80% of the problem is mindset. And then from there, working it out. And you're the professional to help them with mindset in those areas.
Mm, And I love it. I'm passionate about it. And we're going to laugh. In all of these workshops, we're going to laugh a lot, and we're going to play a lot, and we're going to do some, you know, digging. But it all turns out good. I mean, that's the best part.
Yeah. Well, Cindy, we're pretty much out of time. I want to thank you, as always, for dazzling us with great and useful information. I hope that a ton of people, more people than you can hold, take you up on your offer.
I hope so, too.
And that's a...
Yeah,
again,
I hope
it's
so, too.
So with that, ladies and gentlemen, again, I want to thank Ms. Cindy Battino, who will be doing this workshop. And Cindy, even though we're out of time, please give your contact information one more time for everybody so that if they're at the end of this show, they can still hear it again.
Good. www.transform-heal.com. www.transform-heal.com. Email is cindy@transform-heal.com. Cell number 703-966-7620. I hope to hear from you guys because I really want your 2014 to bring you all the abundance and joy that it can.
Roger that. Well, as always, Cindy, thank you for giving a powerful lesson, a powerful show, and for continuing to do the thing that you love doing and all of the people you continue to help to grow and to help them create the lives that they want to have in their relationships.
Thank you, Zurian. Have a great one.
You too. Take care. Be well. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you enjoyed the show and that the information is useful. If you know anybody that can benefit from anything that we do on the Zurian Show as far as our information, please feel free to share that particular show with them, as you can send the link. Also in the upper left-hand corner, if you'd like to follow for future shows, again, you click that and you'll be notified every time that we have a show, which is usually every Thursday and Friday at present. Thank you very much for listening to The Zurian Show. Have a great life, and I wish you every success. Be careful, be happy, and live the life that you were meant to live, because you were put on this earth for a purpose. So live that purpose and live your dreams. Take care.